Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Audrey McGuckin Leadership Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to providing helpful insights from some of industry's best and most respected leaders in the human capital space. I'm your host, Audrey McGuckin, CEO of Audrey McGuckin Talent Solutions, and today I'm thrilled to be joined by Yvette Tay. This is our second mindfulness podcast in the series of four, and I'm thrilled that Yvette is going to lead us through this second podcast. Yvette, let me hand over to you to take us away.
Thank you, Audrey. So, hello, everyone. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening to some of you. I hope you're doing well today and you enjoyed the first podcast. Thank you, Sandy, for your great feedback. It's good to know that you enjoyed it and you found it useful. How do we use these podcasts? I would highly recommend that first you keep your devices away first. So please switch off your mobile phones if you're not using them, or keep them on silent, and make sure you tell people around you that you can't be disturbed for the next hour. And just sit with me and let's get on with this podcast. So just the last time for the first podcast, we dwelt a little bit about the history of meditation, its benefits, and how to practice. So I also shared a story about the Swami Rama, who took a ship that set sail in the sea. He took two ships, and one was a new ship, one was an old ship. And one of the purposes of benefits of doing meditation is to become like the new ship, where you're equipped with stabilizers so that when in times of storms and turbulence, you're able to switch on the tools that you've been using. The one that we did last week was the stop and breathe technique, and also the sitting meditation, where we focused on the breathing. These practices, if you practice them regularly, they cultivate a way of stabilizing your mind, your emotions, so that you're able to function as better leaders in today's world. So as you know, to be a leader, you want to be somebody that people look up to. When times are difficult, you remain calm, you are clear-minded, you have deep insight about any situation, you are self-aware, you are also aware of the people that you lead around you, you know their strengths and weaknesses, and you're able to inspire them to greater heights through your actions as a leader. And in order to do that, the first thing first is to work on yourself. So I gave you some homework. Basically, the sitting meditation, I highly recommended that you do it once a day for at least 5 to 15 minutes. If you have longer time, half an hour. And also for the stop and breathe technique, to do it randomly a few times a day, between 6 to 8 times. Just as a reminder, how do you do the stop and breathe? So in case you didn't have time to practice, this is how it goes. So throughout the day, at any time, point in time, except that when you're driving or you're intoxicated, you just tell yourself stop. You just stop whatever you're doing. You close your eyes. As a beginner, you close your eyes and you turn inwards and you just focus on the next 5 to 10 breaths. The purpose of this practice, there are many reasons why you do this practice. The first is whenever you do a stop, you become aware of what was the last thought you were having. So when you do a stop, you become aware of the last thought you're having, and then you ignore the thought and you focus on the breathing. So you become aware of the thought you're having. Number two, it helps you to replace this thought with a focus on the breath. So it helps you with your concentration by focusing on the breathing for 5 to 10 breaths. Number three, it gives you a sharper mind. It gives you a, a space between you and your thoughts. When you have a space between you and your thoughts, you are much better able to have a clearer head to deal with any situation. So I'd love to hear some of your feedback for those who did practice the stop and breathe, how it has helped you in your daily life, daily activity. So stop and breathe can be done anytime, whether you're on the way to work, commuting to work, except that when you're driving, when you're waiting for somebody, when you're in a meeting, you're waiting for somebody, anytime, even when you're walking, you can do stop and breathe. Now, as you become more familiar with the practice, you can be done with your eyes opened. So you could be walking, you could be commuting somewhere, or you could even be driving. And when you do stop and breathe, basically, you just do a stop, you become aware of your thought, and you just focus on your breathing while you're driving. So the more familiar you are with this technique, the more you can use it in any situation. Then when you become familiar with it, you can use it when you need it. So for example, the moment you feel a little tense, say you received an email that you did not want to receive, and this email made you feel a little disturbed, unhappy, angry, or annoyed. So whenever you feel a slight sensation of annoyance or irritation or anger arising from you, before it becomes bigger, I want you to do a stop and breathe. So for example, at a certain time in your life, say today, you received an email. Before you react to it by typing in a response immediately, you just give yourself a stop and breathe. So you just stop whatever you were doing. You stop reading the email. You just tell yourself stop. You become aware of the thought you're having at the moment. You turn inwards, whether with your eyes open or your eyes closed. Focus on the next 5 to 10 breaths until you feel calmer. If you need to do stop and breathe a few times to calm yourself down, please do that. Or you can walk away, go to the washroom, do a stop and breathe, and then come back. And once you are calmer, you are better able to respond to the situation. For the sitting meditation, again, if you are a morning person, I recommend that you wake up a little earlier. Take a cold shower, if the weather is a little bit cold wherever you are, take a hot shower, warm shower. At the last rinse, give yourself a cold rinse. It will awaken you immediately. You find something comfortable to wear, or you can dress up in your work clothes, and you sit down in a comfortable space at home. Make sure that this space is your meditation space. So try not to change the space whenever you feel like it. Try and use this as your meditation space. Be serious about your meditation practice. Sit there, practice for 5, 10, or 15 minutes, how much time is allowed, and just sit still and focus on your breathing. So let's try and start with sitting meditation before we continue further with today's session. So I want you to just sit comfortably wherever you are. Make sure you are not disturbed by anybody around you. If you need to pause this for a moment, please pause it and tell everybody first. Now you can get ready. So sit comfortably, either with your legs crossed if you're comfortable doing that. If not, just sit on a chair. If you're sitting on a sofa, make sure it's your back is there's a firm backrest. It's not a soft sofa where you slide down. So find something comfortable to sit on. Close your eyes and just follow my voice. Now bring your awareness inwards. Become aware of your physical body from the crown of your head to your toes. Sit comfortably. Now begin by focusing on your feet and your toes. Tense your feet and tense your toes. Tense, tense, tense. When you exhale, just relax your feet and your toes. Now tighten your legs, the thighs, the calves. Tense, tense, tense. When you exhale, just relax them. Now tense your hips, your buttocks, and your abdomen. Tense, tense, tense. When you exhale, relax. Now tense your back, your shoulders, your chest. Tense, tense, tense. When you exhale, relax. Now tense your shoulders, tense your arms, tense your hands, your fists. Tense your fingers, tense, tense, tense. When you exhale, relax your shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers. Now tense your neck, your head, and squeeze all the muscles on your face. Tense, tense, tense. When you exhale, just relax. Now sit comfortably and do not move. Your hands are on your thighs, palms facing up, fingers are curled naturally, eyes closed. Imagine you are sitting next to the banks of a still lake. You're sitting next to the banks, on the banks of a still lake. It is early in the morning, around 5:30. Now, this is one of the favorite places you go to when you need some me time. It is silent around you, except for some birds singing. Around you is full of lush, thick greenery. The vegetation around you is lush, full of greenery. You feel totally safe, secure, comfortable in this space. In fact, it's your favorite space. This could be a space that you go to frequently on your own, a favorite lake, or just in your imagination. You are very settled in this space, totally relaxed. Now take a full inhalation. When you breathe out, relax with the breath. Now take another inhalation. Become totally relaxed as you breathe out. Take one more inhalation. Completely relax with your exhalation. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Now slowly, without changing the breath, observe yourself breathing. Notice your breathing in and breathing out. There is a sensation in the nostrils with the breath. Take note of that. Pay attention to this sensation. You are not changing the way you breathe, you are just breathing slow, naturally. Your shoulders are relaxed, your face, jaw relaxed. Now notice there is also a movement in your diaphragm as you breathe. Notice the diaphragm expanding and contracting with your breath. You can focus on either part of your body. When you focus on the breathing, it could be either the nostrils or the diaphragm. Just choose one that is the easiest for you to follow. And stick with it. And as you inhale, I want you to say this to yourself. Breathing in, I feel calm. Breathing out, I feel relaxed. Breathing in, I feel calm. Breathing out, I feel relaxed. Keep repeating this to yourself over and over again. And as you do so, if you are religious or you believe in a god or Buddha, you can imagine yourself like one of your deities that you follow, calm and relaxed. Imagine yourself exactly like this. If you're non-religious, just imagine yourself totally calm and relaxed with each passing breath. Imagine yourself without a doubt at your calmest, at your most relaxed. As you tell yourself, breathing in, I feel calm. Breathing out, I feel relaxed. When it comes to meditation, do not try hard. Do not resist. Just let it happen. Let go of yourself and let it happen. Do it with easefulness. Ignore your thoughts and practice with ease. Breathing in, I feel calm. Breathing out, I feel relaxed. Practice with as much ease as possible. Don't force it, just let it happen. And imagine every cell in your body filled with calmness, peacefulness, joyfulness as you breathe in. Every cell relaxed as you breathe out. All the millions of cells in your body becoming calmer and more relaxed with each passing breath. Learn to enjoy this practice. Continue to do this for 3 more breaths with your eyes closed. Now take your time. Slowly move your toes, feet, hands, and fingers with your eyes closed. And raise your arms over your head. Give yourself a long, long stretch. Stretch your legs, stretch your arms. And now wrap your hands together to make heat in your hands. Gently cup your eyes with the lower part of your palms and take one full breath, lightly smiling as you breathe out. Keep your eyes closed. Slowly massage your ear lobes, your back of your ears, back of the head, your neck with your fingers. Enjoy the sensation that this creates. Give yourself a massage in your shoulders. Then relax your hands. Very slowly with a few blinks, you may open your eyes. First you look down, take your time. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes normally and become aware of the world around you. So there you go. I hope you're feeling nice and calm. So with a stop technique, is similar to this. So just as a quick reminder, how do you do stop? So let's do a quick stop together. Close your eyes. And now you can just think of whatever you wish. Let your mind wander off. Now stop. Now be aware of your last thought. Now bring your awareness to your breath. Focus on your inhale, focus on your exhale. Try and stick to as many breaths as you can without being distracted by your thoughts. If you can, count the next 10 breaths. Continue to focus on the breathing. And after counting to 10, you may slowly open your eyes. So this is your stop and breathe. Initially, you practice with your eyes closed. The more familiar you are, then you can practice with your eyes opened. You can do this anytime throughout the day, on the go. Even when you're having a shower, you can do stop and breathe. So if you look at the first chart that we sent you earlier, this chart is about time. So as you can see on the left-hand side, you have the past. In the middle, you have now. And on your right, the future. So our life is made of the past, the present, and the future moments. So you probably heard of this saying, the past is over, the future is not here yet, and the present is a gift. So the past is history, the future is in your imagination, and now is the only time that you have. So if you look at this chart, so we can often, whenever we are in this present moment, our thoughts that we have in the head often take us to the past or the future. So there's nothing wrong with that if it's a conscious thought. So for example, if you were planning for the future, what you're going to do tomorrow consciously, that is fine. If you're thinking about something that happened earlier or yesterday or in the past where you had to learn from, so maybe something happened between you and somebody and you wanted to know how to prevent the same thing from happening in the future, that is a perfectly fine thought to have. So however, if you are just in the present moment and your mind is just dwindling to the past without you conscious about it, say you are commuting from your room to the living room or walking from the office to the washroom and your mind was drifted to a thought that happened earlier. So that is an unconscious thought. So whenever your mind goes back to the past, often is an unhappy thought. So it could be something that makes you unhappy or you feel regret about it. Or when it's in the future, unconsciously, it could make you happy if it's a holiday, but it could make you worried or stressed. So how often are you stressed? The reason why we get stressed is because we are anxious about something that hasn't happened yet, that you're worried about the outcome. So that stress is often caused by that, something you worry about that has not happened yet. So by doing stop and breathe, you're bringing your mind back into the present moment. So mindfulness is really this, paying attention to what is happening in this moment. So use the stop and breathe whenever you can to bring yourself back into the present moment. It will give you a much more clearer head to focus on what to do when times are difficult or when you need a clear head to fix a situation. Now let's move on to another meditation technique. So before I share that with you, let me just tell you a story. So there was a man, an old man who lived with a son. So they lived up in the mountains, and they don't have a lot of money. One of the biggest possession they have is a horse. So this horse carries down, you know, some of the goods they have in the mountains, like vegetation, food, to the villages at the bottom of the mountain, where they sell them to the villages, and to bring necessities up to where they live in the mountains. This horse is very important to them. Now, at the same time, this man is known as a very wise man. So a lot of villagers who have some issues in their lives would often go up to his home to see this man for advice. Now, one day, some of the villagers went to visit this old man. And they noticed that the horse, which was often tied up, you know, in the stable, was not there. So they asked this man, "What happened to your horse? Why isn't it there?" And the old man said, "Well, last night the horse was tied up in the stable, but this morning when we woke up, the horse disappeared. The reality is, my horse has disappeared. Now, whether this is a good or not a good thing, who am I to judge? It has happened. I can't do anything about it." So the villagers went down into where they came from, feeling sorry for the man. But the man said, "Do not feel sorry for me. This is my reality. Whether it's good or not good, who am I to judge?" So a few days later, the same villagers went up to the old man to ask for another advice. And this time, they saw three horses in his stable, and they were surprised but happy for him. So they asked the old man, "You lost a horse recently. How did you afford to have three horses? I thought you had no money." And the man smiled and he said, "Remember the horse I had? Well, he disappeared. And a day later, he came back with two other horses. So now we have three horses." So the villagers looked at the man and said, "I'm very happy for you. This is such an amazing thing." And the man said, "Look, this is my reality. Whether it's a good thing or not a good thing, who am I to judge?" And the people in the villages did not understand why this old man was saying this. And they thought maybe he's getting a little senile. So they just went down back to the villages and thought nothing else about it. Now, a few days later, again, they had some issues. They went to see this old man. And they noticed this old man was cleaning the horses in the stable. And usually this job was left to his son in his 20s. So they asked the man, "Why are you cleaning the horses? This should be left to your young son who is more able. Don't do that." And the old man turned around and said, "Remember, I had these two horses that my old horse brought back. Now, these horses were really wild. So my son had to train them so to become more tame and to become more useful. So unfortunately, while he was training one of these horses, he fell off the horse and hurt his leg. So now he has hurt his leg. He's now in a fracture and he can't move. So I'm looking after my son and looking after these horses." So the villagers felt sorry for the man and he said, "Look, I'm so sorry. So this is unfortunate." And the man said, "Well, the reality is this has happened. Whether this is a good thing or not a good thing, who am I to judge?" So the villagers thought, this is a really strange answer. So they did not understand, but they went back down to the village. Now, many weeks later, unbeknownst to the villagers, the ruler of the whole country declared war with a neighboring country, and they needed young, able men to serve the army. So they recruited as many men as they could from the villages, from the city, and all the men were recruited except this man's son, who was unable to serve the army because of his broken leg. So one day, this old lady went to see the old man. She was getting a little down because, you know, her sons were recruited to the army. She did not know when she will see them again. So she went up to the old man, hoping to seek some solace. And then she saw his son in the home, sort of limping away. And she said to this old man, "You are such a lucky man. Your son has just broken his leg and he will recover and he will be with you. But my sons have gone to serve the army. Whether they'll come back again safe or not, I have no idea. So you're such a lucky man." And the man said, "Well, the reality is this has happened. Whether it's a good thing or not a good thing, who am I to judge?" Now, why am I sharing this story with you? So this story has a lesson to it. You see, in life, many things happen to us. Some things happen, we think it's a good thing. Some things happen and it's not a good thing. Now, how often has a good thing or a blessing that you thought was initially a blessing became not such a good thing? And how often did a bad thing that happened in your life became a blessing in your life? So the lesson that I like to share with you today is a mindfulness lesson, which is under meditation on the go or active meditation, is do not judge. So how often have we met a new person in our lives and within 10 seconds, based on this person's appearance or behavior, we have put a label on this person, whether this person is strange or bizarre or weird or somebody you've decided not to like this person or to like this person. Within 10 seconds of meeting this person, has it ever happened to you? Think about it and be honest about it. So a wise guru, he said, "Do not look up at anyone. Do not look down on anyone. If you do that, you will learn to see creation, people or things, the way they are. So do not look up at anyone. Do not look down at anyone. Just try and see things the way it is, with a clear glass." So often when we look up at anybody or look down at anybody, you're using your past beliefs, experiences to do that. And you're seeing it with glasses that are not clear. So when you clean all these glasses and you try and see things the way it is, your perception increases. So this simple practice will help you to perceive life clearly without any judgments. So I'm not asking you not to make judgments based on understanding. So what I'm asking you not to do here is, before you understand fully any situation or anybody, why they do certain things, why they don't do certain things, instead of judging them based on your own belief system, I want you to step away and remind yourself, do not judge. You do not know what this person has been through before. So this person could have been through difficulties, and that's why this person is behaving like that or saying this or that. So don't judge. Just try and see things the way it is. Now, this will help you as a leader in the sense that you want to be more aware of what's happening around you without being clouded by your own judgment. So I just wanted you to try this simple practice, this simple exercise. Do it for every day. The moment you notice you're judging based on your own belief system, stereotyping somebody or a situation without first understanding the situation, step away, tell yourself, do not judge, and try and accept the situation as it is and see what happens. So this is your homework, one of your homeworks for this week. The moment you notice yourself judging without understanding, step away, tell yourself, do not judge, and try and see things as it is. And I love to hear about your practice. I love to hear how you felt, how you experience the situation afterwards and how the situation unfolded because of your non-judgment. So I've taught this practice to hundreds of students before. And for example, somebody shared with me once that they were at a bus stop and they noticed a person was standing at the bus bay, not watching out for the bus. And immediately he thought to himself, what an idiot. So that was a judgment. So, and when he said he noticed that he was judging, he stopped judging and he just observed and he realized that this person could have gone through some difficulties and perhaps this person was in his own mind and he wasn't aware of the bus. So he was not an idiot like he thought. Maybe he was just having a bit of problems in his life. That's why he was not aware. So do this practice and be serious about it. I really love to hear your feedback on it. So before we did this podcast, I believe that you received an email asking you to prepare some food items. So you'd be curious to know, like, why do you need to have some raisins or a nut, whether it's a Brazil nut, an almond nut, or a cashew nut, or some dark chocolate in front of you right now. So if you haven't got that in front of you, please pause and go ahead and get either a raisin, a nut, or a dark chocolate in front of you now so that we can do the next practice. Okay, so I hope you've got this next to you right now. So this experiment is very simple. This is one of the meditation on the go, and it teaches you a bit of mindfulness. So this particular practice is about mindful eating. So let's begin this exercise. So I want you to hold this piece of raisin or nut or chocolate between your fingers, your thumb and your index finger, and I want you to just look at it. You can smell it. You can look at the shape, the size, the texture, the color of it, become aware of it. And as you hold this item in your hand, I want you to just think of where it came from. So if it's a raisin, you know, it came from somewhere, a grape plant. And before it became a plant, it was a seed. Somebody planted this seed into the soil, looked after it. The rain came, the sun, there was sunshine, it became a beautiful plant, and grapes grew out of this plant, and it was harvested, it was dried in the sun, it was packed, and it was sent to a supermarket or wherever you got it from, and you bought it, and it's now in your hand. Similarly with the chocolate and with the nut, they all came from somewhere, and now it's in your hand. Be aware of that. Now, I want you to slowly put the item in your food in your mouth, close your eyes, and slowly take your time, chew as slowly as you can with your eyes closed. I want you to notice the texture, the taste of the first taste of the food in your mouth. And as you chew this item, how it becomes from a solid form into a more liquid form. And as the item becomes smaller, into smaller pieces, how it feels in your mouth, different parts of your tongue. Just chew as slowly as you can. Be aware of how the texture changes. And when it's become a little bit more liquid or smaller, you can slowly start to swallow. Become aware of the aftertaste in your mouth and take your time. Enjoy the sensation of this eating sensation. And when you finished swallowing, become aware of it becoming part of your physical body. So this item that was an external item, the moment you put it in your mouth and you chewed it and you swallowed it, it became part of you. Isn't that amazing? And when you finish with it, you can slowly open your eyes. Well, I love to have a two-way conversation with you to ask you, how was this experience of eating slowly, chewing slowly, this small piece of food item, and whether you've done this experiment before. So you realize that from this simple experiment, you can taste the item fully when you pay attention to it. And the experience probably enhanced your eating experience. So, see, mindfulness can be extended to many areas in your life, even when you eat. So with this practice in mind, the next time when you have a meal or even have a glass of water or coffee or tea, I like you to do this. So this is easier done when you're eating alone. So if there is a chance for you to eat alone by yourself today, instead of eating and reading and eating and typing an email or typing a message to somebody, how about doing this instead? Take your time with one mouthful at a time. Put the mouthful, small tablespoon in your mouth, and then close your eyes and chew your food with mindfulness, with attention, like you did earlier. And enjoy your food. So how often do we not realize that we're eating while, you know, watching TV or reading a magazine or some documents while you're eating? And that is not a very healthy habit. So when you eat, I want you just to mindfully eat. That could be a meditation process. And when you do that, you're fully in the moment. So people who do this mindful eating would know how much to eat, when to stop, and they would not have any problems with their weight. People who eat mindfully like this would know exactly what is good for them, because when you do that, you will be aware of how this food feels after you finish it and whether it's good for you or not. You don't have to see a nutritionist to tell you what to eat. You would want to eat the things that feels good after you eat it. So practice this for whenever you can throughout the week. And I love to hear from you. Now, how can we extend this to other areas in your life? So when you're having your next shower, instead of showering and thinking of what to do next, how about really enjoying the shower? So the moment you remove your clothes and you step into the shower, become aware of the water falling on your skin. Become aware of the smell of the shampoo as you shampoo your hair. Enjoy the massage when you shampoo your head, your scalp. When you put the soap onto your skin, be aware of how it feels and just let it be a fully sensory experience. I want you to try that in your next shower, and I'd love to hear from you how that feels. So instead of rushing through the shower, enjoy this shower. So you see, in today's world, how much time do we give ourselves? So even when you shower, how about showering? Give yourself the time of enjoying the shower so you can have your own spa at home. When you walk, instead of walking and thinking about something at the same time, you can also learn to walk mindfully. So as you take one step at a time, you can easily say right, left, right, left, right, left as you walk with your feet, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. Or you can become aware of your breathing when you walk. You can also do that. So throughout the day, you can practice mindfulness. At the same time, if you have a beautiful view in front of you now, or if you have an office with a view, how about spending a few minutes a day just looking out and just looking at the sky, looking at the color of the sky, looking at the clouds, or if there is a plant in front of you, how about just gazing at the plant? There's a lot of research that has shown that spend more time in nature, because you are 70% water, 12% earth, a few percent air. So whenever you can, spend time in nature. Once a week, take yourself out for a walk. Go to the mountain, go to the park, go to the beach. Spend some time in nature. It will benefit you a lot. So these are just simple practices you can input into your daily activity. Now, we can also do this in your meditation, sitting meditation practice. So let's try to do our next sitting meditation practice called meditation with your senses. Okay, so let's sit still and I'll go through this with you step by step, and you can do this sitting meditation as well. So sit still, find a comfortable position. Make sure your devices are switched off and you're undisturbed. So sit still, eyes closed, sit comfortably. Relax your legs, relax your buttocks, relax your back, relax your neck, shoulders, your arms, your hands, and your fingers. Relax your face and your chest. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to become aware of any sounds around you. Now, as you listen to the sounds, try not to judge the sounds, whether it's a good sound or not a bad sound. They are just different types of sounds. Just be aware of the sounds. You can recognize sounds, so you can say, you can think sound of a bird, sound of something, but you don't have to put a judgment on the sound. Now, if it's a little noisy around you, just let the sound pass through you. Don't try to fight the sound. Just let the sounds pass through you as if you are porous. While listening to the sounds, you may notice some thoughts going on in your head. Ignore your thoughts and redirect your focus back on the sounds. Now, still keeping your eyes closed, slowly become aware of any scents or fragrances or smells around you. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Do it with ease. Practice with an open mind. Now, still with your eyes closed, become aware of any taste in your mouth. So perhaps you've eaten just something earlier and there's still an aftertaste. Be aware of that. If you pay a little bit of attention, you will notice different parts of your tongue taste differently. The tip of the tongue tastes of something. The middle bit tastes different. The sides of your tongue taste different. And the back of your tongue tastes different. Be aware of that. Now slowly let's become aware of your sense of touch. So right now, wherever you're sitting, be aware of the floor or the ground under your feet. Be aware of the chair or sofa under your legs, against your back. Be aware of the weight of your arms against your legs. Be aware of your clothes against your skin. If you have long hair, be aware of your hair against your neck and shoulders. If you have some exposed parts of your arms or legs and the air around you is cool, be aware of that. Continue to connect with your senses. Sense of touch. Notice when you start paying attention to things, you become sharper. Now, keeping your eyes closed, you may slowly, slowly take your time. You may open your eyes. Be aware of your surroundings. So I want you to look at things as if you've never looked at it before. You could be in a room that you've been to many times, but perhaps there was something you never noticed. If you have a view in front of you, you may look out of the window and notice what you see. Connect with your sense of sight. So this meditation is called connecting with your senses. So you can do it as a sitting meditation, and you can combine it with a breathing. So you don't have to do two sitting meditations, you can do one. So how do you do this? You can start with, if you like, sense of hearing. So you can start with listening first. Because when you try and listen to things, your mind, you need to ignore your thoughts. You can't be listening and thinking at the same time. It is pretty difficult. You can start with listening. You can slowly move on to the breathing technique. Breathing in, I feel calm. Breathing out, I feel relaxed. You can do that for 5 to 10 minutes. And then before you get out of that, you can connect with your sense of touch like you did earlier. And when you come out of it, you can connect with your sense of sight. So this can be one meditation on its own. And then on the go, you can also do this next technique, which is stop and connect to your senses. So some of you may prefer to do this to stop and breathe. How does this work? So throughout the day, wherever you are, you can do a stop and connect to a sense. So for example, let's say you're in a supermarket and something happened earlier to you in the daytime that was disturbing. So you were in a supermarket and you were wheeling a trolley around and your mind was full of thoughts about something that happened earlier that was disturbing you. That's when you do stop and connect to their senses. So you can do stop and listen. So you can do stop and listening to, say, the music in the supermarket or people talking. You can do that until you feel calmer. or you can do stop and look at the different products on the shelves. Or you can do stop and smell, and perhaps you are in a department store and you're next to the perfume section. You can do a stop and smell and connect to whatever is happening. So this stop and connect to senses also works like stop and breathe, in the sense that it takes you away from your psychological drama, the dialogue in your head, back to the present moment. Because the sounds, the smells, the sight, the touch, they are all happening right here, right now. So these techniques are so simple to use. You can use them anytime. So your practice for this week is this. Do not judge. Whenever you catch yourself judging a situation, a person, without first understanding more about the person or the situation, tell yourself, do not judge. Remember the quote, do not look up at anyone. Do not look down on anyone. Then you will learn to perceive things the way they are. This is a very clever technique. If you want to raise your level of perception, you want to sharpen your perception, this method works. But you need to practice it seriously. Second practice is connecting with your senses. So throughout the day, again, 6 to 8 times randomly, stop and connect to any sense. Stop and listen, stop and look, stop and smell, whatever. You can do it in the shower, do it when you eat. Even if you love running, you like jogging. Instead of jogging and thinking about what to do tomorrow, how about running and observing what is happening around you, listening to the sounds around you, and your jog will be more wholesome. Even when you walk, observe how you walk. So there's many techniques. So someone can be asking a meditator, how often do you practice meditation? And hopefully one day you'll say, I do it throughout the day. You can meditate throughout the day. And you can be mindful throughout the day. Because did you know that people who think a lot, the brain and you age quicker because you're using a lot of energy. The brain uses a lot of energy. So people who are stressed and anxious often, they often feel exhausted or tired even before the day ends. And without having to do much physical work, that's it. That is because the brain uses a lot of energy. So when you are mindful, you keep your mind in a more restful state, more pleasant state of being. So stop and connect to senses can be used throughout. You can also do not judge, and the sitting meditation. Please try and combine both of them together. Now, if you have any questions whatsoever, if my instructions are not clear, please feel free to write to Audrey and just ask her to ask me, and I'll respond to you as soon as I can. So hopefully my instructions are clear and you know what to do for your homework. And I love to hear your feedback, good or bad. And remember, the more you seriously you take your meditation practice, the quicker you will learn and the quicker you will feel with your transformation. So if you want to be a great leader, wherever you are, you work on yourself first before you work on others. So with this in mind, I hope you enjoyed this and thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to speaking to you the next time. So thank you.
Yvette, thank you. That was wonderful and we appreciate your gift of wisdom in this area of mindfulness. This is the second in a series of 4, and we will be back in the next few weeks with podcast number 3. So thank you again, Yvette.
Thank you.